Multiple sclerosis damages an insulating material called myelin, which allows nerve impulses to be quickly transmitted. Most therapies have focused on interrupting the damaging process, but Peter Calabrese, an MS expert at Johns Hopkins, says now efforts are underway to repair the damage.
The thinking is that MS could be one of the first brain diseases where we actually repair brain tissues. Now we're actually trying to enhance remyelination. And it turns out that scientists here at Johns Hopkins have been studying these developmental pathways and have found that about 5% of the glial cells in the brain are precursor cells that have the capacity to become new oligodendrocytes or adult myelin-making cells. And it suggests the possibility that we might not have to use stem cells from another source. We might be able to tap into Mother Nature's own reserve.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.